Ask Catherine. Hi, Catherine. Hope all is well. I have a question regarding investing in REITs. The Vanguard REIT Mutual Fund is available in my 401k. My concern is given the profound shift in retail and online shopping and the anticipated closure of many shopping malls, would this cause one to rethink a general REIT like Vanguard? Or is there enough broad exposure separate from retail that make these a good option while creating a portfolio for retirement? I don't know that particular REIT, so I can't speak to that. My goal would be to offset falling returns on commercial with rising returns on residential and warehouses, so industrial. It could be one of the reasons we are seeing a shift to a much higher percent of rental residential population. We're basically seeing a flip in from homeowners to rental. So it depends on a particular REIT and REIT mutual fund where they've got their allocations vis-a-vis shopping malls versus the other categories. Then you say, on the administrative front, is there any option for me to upgrade my membership so I routinely receive a hard copy of the quarterly wrap-ups? I'm so glad you asked that question. We have arranged to launch a premium subscription when we launch our new website, which is expected sometime in early fall. So that's 2 to 3 months away. And the premium subscription will allow you to sign up so you automatically get the hard copies 4 times a year. Hi, Catherine. I'm going to be 63. I'm divorced, single. I don't have any savings, but what I've been doing is buying silver, actual physical silver. That really is my only asset. I'm selling real estate and I anticipate having to do so until the end. I went through a bad divorce and lost everything during the crash. Is that really all I can do to try and hedge myself into old age? It feels like my only viable option. So let me ask you a question. How about what I see is a lot of investors who would like to buy and rent real estate. Real estate is still a more popular investment category than securities. And certainly more than equities, people are concerned that the market is high. They want to get their money more grounded. But most of those people do not want to be bothered with buying and renting real estate. So what I'm seeing is there's a potential for lots of local investors to buy local real estate privately in one-off deals or even a local REIT. But to do that, they need a seasoned professional who knows the nuts and bolts, who can basically oversee the management. That doesn't mean they have to do all the management, but they certainly need to oversee it. And they certainly need to know the ropes of the local real estate business. So, what I would be looking to do, in addition to doing your current real estate business, is to try and create a supplemental income flow, and equity ownership position on deals where you've got local investors who just don't want to be bothered to do the work, and you're happy to do the work to build up your equity and supplemental income flow. I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity, particularly because we are moving to a much higher percentage of rent. So I would get, I think the real estate business puts you in the flow to do that, but it's a matter of networking locally and see who's looking, who's got money, who's looking to partner up with somebody who will basically be the legs and do the work. Okay, not a lot of questions this week. It's summer, I can tell.